Hello, my name is Susan Ioano, and I'm going to read from my book of poems about geology, minerals, and mining, titled Looking Through Stone, and published in 2007 by Your Scrivener Press. Geologist. He bids on the obscure, a speck inching across kilometers of scrub, to map and pick samples out of sediments, or cragged above evergreens, unseen, balancing a magnetometer to listen to rocks. He is a gambler. Under snake bellies, between goat hooves, he trusts silver and zinc are waiting, and surfaces like scooped cream sprout opals, or powdered from sunshine are sulfur, or gritty with Mediterranean blue hold copper. Also, he is wary. What glitters may be the dream of fools. Grade must be tested. What grams to the ton? Where too angled, too deep? A gambler bets against absolutes. How much should he dare to open the earth, to pick at her secrets hundreds of meters down? The link. No rock is lifeless, or how could it cycle to seethe, mound, and crumble? An invisible anima breathes, akin to our own, a million times magnified and slowed. For what are we but the calcium of bones, the brines of underground seas, awash with magnesium, potassium, iron, filling the little caverns of our mouths with our macroscopic plankton? Our spirit may be as divinely simple as a magnetic charge, attracting, repelling, subatomic cations and anions that metamorphose flesh's terrain. And if our chemistry is no subtler than heat upthrusting a mountain range, our physics unfixed as lava, what does it matter? Except that like volcanic ash, Earth is what we came from, and will become again. Haiku. Lighting up night sky, a massive red aureole. Hairline cracks, bubble. The next is an excerpt from the poem Amber. Wherever amber formed, for balancing the body's chi, it was a pharmacopoeia of cures. Clutch a lump to cool a fever. A beaded choker shrinks a goiter. Its liniment will quiet whooping cough. Heated on a brick, its acid fumes stop a runny nose and tonsillitis, and ease labor pains. For a gentler fragrance, powder some and set alight. Amber smoke is sweet as incense, above which, if you dare, bear yourself and crouch to cure a hemorrhoid. Suspicious husband? Tuck it in the bosom of a bedded wife, and she'll confess. Yet though a potent sleeping drug that dreams the dying to the afterlife, no amber can withstand a perfume dab. Engineers. How far mining has come from a Stone Age cobblestoned stick to the drill rig's 40-kilogram tricone bit, its bullet-shaped tungsten carbide teeth ripping straight down through rock 100 rotations per minute. How far from bonfires lit overnight to explosives remotely controlled, blasting whole walls of ore, too massive for piling into slaves' baskets, but not for a 10-ton load haul dump 12-meter-long steel mucker. Gold is explored no longer solely by a lone man scouring a stream and tilting a simple pan, nor more subtly by Geiger counter, or a bush plane low overhead swinging a magnetometer aft. Even farther above, a satellite now probes Earth, imaging hectares of lonely terrain and beeping data to a computer, to email prospectors on the ground, coordinates where to mallet in stakes. Far below, in near darkness, through GPS gizmos on shovels and dozers, to surface computers, a satellite diagrams every move, every hazard throughout the mine, and fixes precision crosshairs on where next to trigger a blast in a seam. Even the drill bit houses a delicate sensor, tracking each rock, stratum, and ore it chews a hole through. Once every drift is emptied, and all the miners have gone, a satellite plans and scans through time the angles, cuts, cleaning, and seeding for hills, valleys, wetlands, and bush, reclaimed, again to be green.